in the top of ACN. He is recognized all over the world in ACN. He has helped tens of thousands of people success in our company, industry. Prior to this business, his success was paramount in business, and now into ACN, and now he's mentoring people, helping people all over the world. And, you know, he could be doing anything right now. He could be doing anything on this holiday weekend, but he is so committed to helping people have success that he has taken hours to prepare for this call tonight, a call that you will never, ever forget. It's a call that made a dramatic impact in my life, and I know in the life. Without further ado, please help me welcome to the call Vice President, Mr. Franco Franco.
Thank you, Wendy. Great to hear from you tonight. I appreciate it. I know your phone's a little broken up there, but we got most of what you said. Really great words. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Welcome, everyone, to our global call. You just heard from Regional Vice President Wendy Saunders, just a really great success story in this business, from where she came from to what she created with no business background. And then to become a regional vice president in this company, very inspiring. And we're all proud and honored to work with her and to help. And now we're seeing her go towards SVP and getting herself to the next level, which is even more inspiring. She's not satisfied, obviously, where she's at. She always wants more. And that's due to tremendous work ethic and her desire to really take care of her family, which she loves very much. And I'm excited for all of you tonight to be on this call. This is our weekly RPM call, but we have, I know tonight, teams from all over the world listening in for our annual goal-setting call, which is very important as far as I'm concerned. It is absolutely critical to your success, and we are here to help you in whatever way we can. So please, this call will take about an hour. There's a lot of information, a lot of training. It's very intense. It will be provided during the week, recorded just for 1 week. So please, if you can, record it when you have time. But you've got to hear it in its entirety 3 to 4 times is my recommendation as you're taking notes, as you're working through it, because this call can literally change the direction of your life forever. As Wendy mentioned, I've been in business for many, many years. I started my first business when I was 22 years old, and I learned at a very young age the importance and power of goal setting. And without that, you can't survive in business. I don't believe you can be really successful at anything without goal setting. I've never believed in luck. I'm not a believer in luck. I'm a believer in achieving the results that you set out to achieve with intentionality. And tonight we're going to get into how do you set a goal? How do you set your goals for 2019? How do you create the foundation and environment for those goals to become reality? And for some of you, this is the first time listening to this, it'll become a little bit of a shock to you at exactly what goes into and how do you exactly set goals. See, I'm a firm believer in the power of setting goals. I truly believe it's the one discipline most responsible for my success in whatever I've done. And learning how to set them, how to stick to them, and how to achieve well-designed goals, not just some list of things, right? And something almost magical happens when you organize and focus your creative power on a well-defined target. It really is incredible. And the mistake most people make, like I said, is in setting goals, they just simply make a list. True goal setting involves putting in those goals into action, not just writing down a list. Because when you put things into action in the right way, with the right foundation, it's going to ignite your creative power, your juices, that then get your subconscious mind into action to draw all those ideas, resources, and circumstances to align with your goal. And then the universe magically starts to align itself in your favors. That's what's going to happen when you start structuring your goals in the correct way. So we're going to get on tonight to understand what that is. And before I do, I want to read a quote from Napoleon Hill. He's one of my favorite authors. I love Think and Grow Rich and really everything he's ever written. And here's what he wrote. A person alone has the power to transform their thoughts into physical reality and can dream and make their dreams come true. So it's powerful because we as humans can do this. And we have a specific ability that no one else can. But how you do that is through goal setting in a very specific way, and that is what we're going to cover tonight. Okay? So the first thing we have to look at is we have to look at what happened in 2018. For us to just start and jump into 2019 would not be prudent, responsible, or effective. We need to examine the past successes and failures that you had in 2018. And by the way, everything I'm going through with you tonight, just so you know, I've already done. I've already prepared mine for 2019. Mine are all set. Mine are all done. I have a coach and mentor I do this with. I'm all set. So everything I'm going through with you, I've already done. Okay? So I'm speaking to you, and it's something I've been doing for the last 15 years or so, putting all this into action. So here's what you got to look at. And why it's important to examine what happened to you in 2018. You got to take an inventory of what happened. You got to look at your past successes and failures, right? And the reason why that is you got to add it all up and see how you did. You know, most major corporations, not all major corporations, what they do is they do a year in review. ACN does a year in review. You know, their board gets together, analyzes what happened in 2018, what can they improve, where do they succeed, what happened. It's normal for major corporations to do that. That's what successful companies and people do. So you want to figure out what were your successes? Where did you come up short? What worked? What didn't work? What were some good decisions that you made? What were some bad ones? You got to learn the lessons of your ACM business, or guess what's going to happen in 2019? You're going to repeat them. You're going to repeat the exact same mistakes. And here's the problem. The penalty for repeating the same mistakes gets steeper each time. So it's better and less painful to learn those mistakes the first time. I'll give you an example. In 2008, when I was doing a year in review, I realized one of the things I was doing poorly and badly was launching people in the business. And from there, I really figured out what was a great way to launch somebody and how to do it effectively and properly, and that caused a big explosion in my business. So by taking inventory of your ACN business, you're going to be able to see and what to improve for the following year. So this is a very important step. Please do not skip this step. So here's what I'm going to recommend you write down. Write down all your great accomplishments that you had last year and the lessons that you learned. Okay, so I recommend you write down 10 of each, 10 accomplishments last year in your ACN business and 10 lessons you learned. Now, if you're new, apply it to your life. So if you're just a brand new person in ACN, you're less than 30 days old, then apply it generally to your life. But for most of you, my recommendation is 10 your biggest accomplishments in your business in ACN last year and 10 biggest lessons you'll learn from your business in ACN last year, okay? So write those down and do not advance to the next thing until you've done that. Very, very important, because what I'm going to ask you to do is work on this business plan, work on this goal setting for the next 5 to 6 days so that in January you're ready to go and you're ready to achieve your success, okay? Very, very, very critical. Now, we want to also create the proper space and foundation to set your goals. And I learned this a long time ago. In fact, Oprah Winfrey, one of my inspirations, has a very powerful quote. And here's what she says. She says, be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more of it. But if you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never have enough. And it's so true. So what does that mean exactly? What is she referring to? Well, here's what the thing to create after you've looked back of 2018 to really create a fertile foundation for your success, and that's to create a space of abundance. Now, what does that mean? It means to create an experience of abundance in your life, because most of us live from a world of scarcity. What does that mean? We live like there's not enough people to go around. There's not enough love in the world. There's not enough. Everything's too slow. Everything's too hard. Not enough people to recruit. Not enough good people to recruit. So we live. It's automatic for us as human beings. We live automatically in a world of scarcity. And basically what that means is It'd be great if we lived automatically in a world of abundance. We don't. Children do. Over time, we train ourselves to live in a world of scarcity. So we have to go back and put ourselves in a world of abundance. So setting goals when you have the experience of scarcity is almost impossible to do. Because first of all, you're not going to think clearly. You're going to think very small. And most people live in scarcity. That's why most people don't even set goals, because they don't even attempt them. And so what happens is you just keep recreating and recreating what you already have, because your mind is concerned with the lack of things. So if you're concerned with the lack of material things, the lack of, just giving you some examples, right? The lack of appreciation, the lack of recognition, the lack of customers in your business, the lack of friends that you have, whatever the lack of is, and you're concerned with that, then the universe must keep you, must keep sending you that by default. So let's create for you the space of abundance. So in order to create abundance, you got to first acknowledge and appreciate the abundance you already have. You got some incredible things in your life. So if you operate from what you lack, you're going to continue to produce outcomes to match it. You know, I hear a lot of leaders, ACM people, talk, well, I wish I had more people, and I wish my team would listen to me. And well, that all comes and creates a lack of abundance. So to turn this around, you have to start thinking and feeling the great abundance you already have. This attitude and mindset and energy will now attract more into your ACN business. You know, I talk often with Patrick and Mike Mazur, you know, top senior vice presidents, and they're so big on this. Like, if you talk to them for 5 or 10 minutes, you'll understand everything they say is positive. They're always living in it. They're always grateful. They always have great an attitude about what they have, and that creates that result continuously in their life. So here's a great daily practice to have. Daily, write down what you're grateful for, your blessings in your life. There's a great book that Mr. Greg Provenzano recommended to us a few years ago that I love now. It's called The Happiness Advantage. It's a phenomenal book. I highly recommend you get it. The Happiness Advantage, the author is a Harvard professor named Sean Aker. He's an incredible author, professor, but just amazing. And the way he wrote this book, they studied successful people and what creates happiness in life and how the two are connected. It really is incredible. Highly recommended reading for 2019 as soon as you can. And so what happens is when you start to create what you're grateful for, you start to able to receive blessings that are yet to come. So let me give you guys an example. You know, when you're writing down what you're grateful in ACN, many times we look at ACN and hope it was different. You know, look, how many times do you ask, you say to yourself, and be honest, right? I wish we had this. I wish we had more services. I wish the comp plan was this way. I wish. I wish we had more countries, you know. But this naturally repels success in your business, and it's going to repel you recruiting people and building your business. And by the way, like if we had more of those things, or those things were the way you wanted them to be, like that would even make a difference. Like you actually, like, here's what's funny, is that wouldn't even make a difference to your success, because nothing will ever be perfect. Nothing. See, we want things different so we don't have to be responsible for our results. That's why nothing is ever good enough, because if it was, then all there is to look at is you. Well, we don't want to be responsible. It's better we're a victim to something else, and we don't have to be responsible for what's really happening. So what do? We blame something outside of ourselves that has nothing to do with anything. So it's by being grateful for the way that things are and are not that you create the proper energy flow for success, because there is a proper energy flow for success that will create the proper, the proper flow for your goal to come into your life. And this is going to be a daily thing. It can't be, I'll do it when I feel like it. But for the purposes of goal setting for 2019, you're going to do a massive being grateful exercise for everything that happened to you in 2018, okay? And my mentor taught me something really special. He taught me that to be grateful for something is to stop resisting it. what he said to me was really interesting. He said, Frankel, resistance pushes it away. Gratitude and abundance mindset attract more of your goal to you. So I always start my New Year's goal by writing down and reminding myself of what I'm already grateful for in my ACM business. And just like you, I'm no different. It's automatic to live from a scarcity mindset. So, you know, I'm always thinking about what's wrong and, you know, why don't I have more people in my business and why don't I have more regional vice presidents, senior vice president. I'm always thinking from the same place because every single person is exactly the same. We all think the same. So to create abundance is an active process. It's not an automatic process. What I mean by automatic is it doesn't come naturally to us. We have to work on it. So I started doing a lot of this in my ACM business 12 years ago as a TC, and I've been doing it ever since, and thank God. So here's what I do and what I recommend. I recommend you write down 10 things, the top 10 things you're grateful for in your ACM business. Then write down the top 10 things you're grateful for your team. Then I recommend you write down the top 10 things that you're grateful for from your family with regards to your ACM business. Because, look, whatever I'm explaining here, you can apply it to anything in your life, anything. But obviously, we're going to – this call is intended for you to explode your ACM business in 2019 with all the incredible things happening and the opportunity that we have right now. Obviously, there's no better time in our history to focus on this. So that's why we're focusing on this. But this can apply to anything. And then I also want you to write down the top 10 things grateful from your customers. So obviously our customers allow us to unlock the compensation plan. Our customers allow us to earn our residual income. So what are the top 10 things grateful from your customers? So it's 40 things you're writing down. Now some of them might be the same, so you may not have all 40 things differently, but you want to definitely write down over a page or two those 40 things. Guys, this exercise is absolutely critical and important to creating a foundation of abundance before you get into the physical setting of goals, which we're going to talk about now. So now we're going to go into the physical setting goals. So the first thing we talk about that you're going to do is the review of 2018. Second thing is what you're grateful for 2018, of those 40 things, those 10 of each four categories. And now the third thing that you do is you actually create the plan. And this takes some time. It takes some thinking out. All of these things take time and take thinking out, but they're all critical to your success, every single one, okay? So the first thing is physically setting the goals. How do you go? It's a four-step process in setting your goals in ACM. So the first thing you got to figure out, and it always starts with this, okay? All your goals in ACM start with one thing. How much money do you want to make in 2019? It all starts with that. Anything else than that, and I don't know how you set any goal, it's impossible. So it all starts with the money you want to make in 2019. Now, here's the problem. Some of you don't understand the comp plan or what you can achieve, or, you know, often when I ask people, what do you want to make next year, here's a lot of the time the answer I get. Well, I don't know. What can I make? Drives me crazy. It's like, what do you mean you don't know what can you make? What is it? What can FTC make? Study the compensation plan. What can you earn? Figure it out. Now, if you really are struggling, talk to your upline regional vice president and speak with them about what's possible, what you could earn based on what the time that you can put in is. But I'm going to go over some things with you to see if I can help you in setting your goals for 2019. So it all starts with how much money do you want to make in 2019. Then there's other categories that are absolutely critical to your success and that determine how much money you want to make. Okay, there's another 10 categories that go into that one. And here are those other 10 categories. How many new IBOs join your business each week and each month? Number two, how many people do you present the business opportunity to every single day? How many people you have coming to a Saturday or weekly training as a second exposure? Very important category. Next category, how many PBRs is your team doing each week that you're doing and your team is doing each and every week? Another category, how many presenters do you have in your team? Very important. If you're the only presenter on your team, that's not good. It shows what you're doing isn't duplicating. You're not being very successful or effective as a leader. Next, what you might have a position that you want to achieve in 2019, whether it's team coordinator, regional vice president, or senior vice president. What's your goal? What do you want to achieve by what day? Number of personal customers is the next category. How many personal customers is your goal for 2019? Number of personal recruits each week, each month, and for the whole year. What's your goal for personal recruits? Number of personal peaks per day. So how many people are you going to peak every single day for the opportunity? And the number of people to the international, each international, how many people are going to get there? How many people are going to get there every single event for the four that we have during the year? Very critical number to your success. So you can see we have a number, and then we have 10 categories that go into making that number. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to pick the top three, okay, for the goals in that 10. So you're going to have your money goal, then you're going to have your top three goals. So, for example, number of PBRs, number of people I present to each day, number of new IBOs in the business. You're going to pick your top three that you think are the most critical for your success that's going to achieve the money goal that you have in mind. Okay, that's going to be the most important. So let me give you guys an example of what I mean. Let's say your goal was to make $15,000 a month in bonuses, okay? Well, you know, if you were a TC, here's your game plan. You'd have to have about 50 qualified, or we call them now CQs, right? They're no longer QTTs coming up in 2019. They're called CQs, qualified IBOs, customer qualified IBOs per month. So if you have about 50 people that join your business each month, they're qualified, whether you brought them in or not, in your TC open, which is about 12 to 15 per week. So 12 to 15 IBOs that are qualified per week, which is about 2 to 3 qualified IBOs per day. Congratulations. You'll make about $15,000 to $20,000 per month in bonuses. Not bad. You know, it's about $220,000 per year in bonus. That's a great income. So you have to know from the income that you want to make what your result is going to be and how much money that translates to and what that equals, okay? And then you'll break it down from, for example, okay, so how do I get those people in? Well, that's going to require 10 to 15 people presented to per day, okay? What does that mean? That means about 1 to 2 PBRs per day, that those PBRs achieve 10 to 15 guests total. So if you and your team in your open line are doing 10 to 15 guests per day total, congratulations, you'll be making about 150, let's say, on the low end, to 250,000 on the high end in bonuses for 2019. So you see how I broke that down? You start with the number you have in mind, your goal. Then what does that equal in production? Then how do you achieve that production? And you break it down. And what's great about that is these are bonuses. So what's building over time is your residual income. And I always recommend this. Never include your residual income as your income for your business income. Your residual income is what you save and what you invest. It's your bonuses that you live from and that you create, because long term, you want a healthy, viable business, and it's based on your production from your bonuses, and then your residual income is all the juicy extra income that takes care of you, that you invest, that you turn that into more money. That's a smart business owner, okay? And all this requires understanding the comp plan. So the first step is understanding how much money you want to make. Second is understanding those 10 principles that go into making that money. The third thing, then, is understanding how to achieve that money, that position. Now, let's say, for example, because now your goal is to put this into action. The fourth step is to putting this into action. But before you do that, let's say, for example, say, Franco, I'm not a TC. Okay, great. You want to be TC? Let's say right now you're an executive team leader or you're an ETT right now. What's going to be your first step? Well, if you want to make $15,000, for example, per month, in bonuses in 2019, then you need to go team coordinator as fast as possible. So how do you get a TC? Well, the fastest way I know, there's many ways to go TC. The fastest way I know is to go on a personal recruiting spree. So if you personally recruit over the next 30 to 45 days, 20 to 30 personals, okay, you go all out, massive personal recruiting. How do you do that? You talk to every single person. You do a technique which we teach and that I love called burn from the bottom up. I love it. It's very effective. It's how I personally recruited almost 300 people in my ACN career. It's very effective. Talk to your upline about how to do that. And then once you've recruited these people, 30 or 45 days, you help everybody get 20 points, 30 points, ta-da, congratulations, you're a TC. And now you can implement the next plan, which we just discussed, which is implementing your revenue plan as a team coordinator. So you've got a stepped plan. So first goal is TC, get there as fast as possible, all out massive action, get it all done. Second step now, as a team coordinator, what's my action plan to get me to the income goal that I want? Okay? So it's simple yet effective. And do this for all your goals, but especially your top three. So what you want to do now, like let's say your top goals are PBRs. So I gave you one for money, okay? But now do the exact same plan for the top three things to make your money a reality. So, for example, if your top three things were PBRs, okay, good. Now let's break down PBRs. How many PBRs am I going to need? I'm going to need this many PBRs. How am I going to get as many? Well, I need more presenters. I got to present this many. I've got to launch this many people. So break each down and get it all clear in your head what you've got to do. Then what you want to do, and this is very important, and this is where for most people it breaks down. So most people can get this far, okay? Most people with their goal setting, they can get this far. They can get the thing, get the plan, get organized. The problem where most people fail is their action plan needed for the first 60 days. And that basically means putting the steps, the actions you're going to do in the first 60 days in your calendar and start executing on them. And the reason is because what happens is it's very confronting. And what I mean by that is, look, it's easy to plan for something by the end of 2019, I want to be making this much money. Great. By the end of September, I want to be making this money. Great. And you start working backwards, and you start getting to next month, next week, tomorrow. Okay, here's what I got to do tomorrow. All of a sudden, I got to get to work. Oh, no, it gets so confronting, people stop. So the key is putting things in your calendar, and I'm going to give you some great tips of how to overcome the fear in a minute, how to overcome that thinking in a minute, how to get over that so it becomes fun and joyous and a great process, and you're going to love it. And it usually takes about, 8 to 10 hours to schedule all this, to put everything in, to do everything you got to do, but it sets up your whole year. Now, here's what I'm going to recommend you do. I recommend you do it with a partner that you enjoy working with. Don't do this on your own. You need someone to check your work. You need someone that's going to help you with your business plan. You need someone that's going to, that's committed to the same thing that you are, that's committed to building their business the way you are, that's serious. So you can check theirs and they can check yours. But please make sure, like, if you don't understand the comp plan, don't pick someone that also doesn't understand the compensation plan. That would not be good because you guys can both be totally confused as to what you need to make it real, okay? So now if you both understand the comp plan, that's great, or you can bring in an outside person to both review your work, but I really recommend you do this with someone. Don't do it alone. It's way more fun to do it with somebody. I promise you it is a blast, okay? Especially when you're dreaming of what you want to make and what you want to earn and all that stuff. It really is great. So, and I want you to refine this. So what I mean is just when you do it once, go back and review it again. Go back and review it again. Make sure you're happy with it. Make sure it's all set. This whole process should take you about, 5-6 days. So like this whole week coming up now in January, your first week, should be all about setting your compensation plan, setting your business plan, setting your goals, doing all the work, doing your year in review, doing your grateful, what you're grateful for in 2000, all that stuff, and then creating the plan and then putting the first 60 days in your calendar. That's all very critical. And then once it's all done, here's what's going to happen. You're going to get yourself into action. Okay. Now, what do you think is going to happen when you get into action? Right? You're going to have wins. You're going to have losses. You're going to have obstacles. You're going to have challenges. It's not going to go the way that you think it is. That's normal. And I promise you, this is so critical. Oh, my gosh, this is so critical. The universe is going to test you big time. It's going to have family distractions, other kinds of distractions, other opportunities coming your way. Anything and everything will try to stop you. How do I know? Because I know. I went through it. Everybody goes through it. It's normal. Now, it's funny because for some people, this is a sign that says, oh, it's a sign. That means I'm not meant to do ACN. No. It's the universe messing with you. It's totally messing with you. Okay? Oh, my gosh. It's so fun when I hear that. It's a sign. Like, it's not a sign. It's the universe messing with you to stop you from hitting your goal. That's what it's designed to do, to see if you're serious about it. There's a great quote by Leonardo da Vinci that I love. He's got a great quote. And I refer to a lot. I have it in my book. And the quote says this by Mr. Da Vinci. Obstacles cannot crush me. Every obstacle yields to stern resolve. He who is fixed to a star does not change his mind. I love that. It reminds me of what I'm committed to. It reminds me of what I'm going to be facing, that no distractions will stand a chance with me. Look, when I went from TC to SEP in 18 months, oh, my God, the distractions were every day, temptations all the time. Everything got in my way, and it was normal. And because I've been in business for a long time, I just expect them, and they don't bother me because I expect them, not because I don't have them. They don't bother me. I expect them all the time. It's normal. It's normal when you run a business to face that. But here's what the winners understand, that they're normal, they're not going to stop me, and I'm going to keep building. Because business success requires laser-like focus and mental strength. And most people are like squirrels chasing a nut. Oh, another nut's over here. Let me go over there. Another one's over here. Let me go over there. Another one over here. Let me go over there. And pretty soon, the whole year has gone by, and what's happened? Oh, they're the same place they were last year, exact same spot. So you're going to be tested every day. Your willpower will be tested every day. And you're going to have to understand that you will not get the results that you want every day. This is normal. You won't. But it's in those moments and the choices that you make that winners are made and that your success is formed. It's in those moments. I'm telling you guys, it's so important because you've got those finite moments where you're tested and you're going to have to make a choice. And it's in that minute that it can change the rest of your life. And that's why there's something critical for you to work on while you're going after your goals that you set. And here is, in my opinion, the magic factor to make your goals a reality, okay? It's the magic factor. And before I get into it, let me just read you a quote from Thomas Jefferson that kind of talks about what I'm talking about. And what Thomas Jefferson said was, nothing can stop the person with the right mental attitude from achieving their goal. Nothing on earth can help the person with the wrong mental attitude. And that's so true. You know, ACN can be the greatest opportunity. Everything perfect, which is impossible. Everything perfect. You got the wrong attitude, it won't make a difference. Will not make a difference. But the person with the right attitude, they are totally unstoppable. So what's the magic factor? What turns goal setting into goal achieving and accomplishment? And this is how, by the way, goals are achieved, not just thought of. So a lot of people think of goals. Very few people actually accomplish them. So let's talk about what is this magic factor. The magic factor accelerates and realizes your goals dramatically, like absolutely dramatically. And the magic factor is you, okay? Absolutely just you. So what does that mean? Here's a quote from Jim Rohn. And I'm sure all of you know who Jim Rohn is. If you want to have more, you first have to become more. Why? Because what is common and who's at the heart of all your goals is you. So I'm going to say something that's going to shock you, okay? You are what needs to be worked on while you work on your goals. So focus on your goals, act on your goals, but work on you at the same time. This is the most important personal development distinction that you can understand. The issue is not your ACN goal. It's not. The issue is you. It will be as great as you are if you work on your ACN goal. It will elude you if you don't work on you. So if your goal, for example, is regional vice president this year and you're not working on yourself at the same time, you can forget about regional vice president. But if you work on you, your goal will rise to the level of the new you. That's what's powerful. That's amazing. And that comes from, see, the human tendency is to, when we look at something, we always look at, you know, what to do. So, for example, when people never ask me, hey, Franco, who do I need to be a senior vice president? I never, almost never get that question. Here's the question I always get. Franco, what do I need to do to become a senior vice president? And in my head, I'm thinking this person has no clue. This person will never be senior vice president. Why do you think so few people ever accomplish it? Because they're asking the wrong question. The question isn't what to do. The question is, who do I need to be? Because if you guys all know the formula, and you've heard it 1,000 times, be gives the doing that gives the results. So who you're being will give you the actions that you take, which will give you the results that you have. Who do I need to be is the question to ask yourself to achieve my top 3 goals. So when you have your top 3 goals in mind, right, what are your top 3 goals? What's your money goal? Who do I need to be to make that happen? And for each of the top 3 goals that you've written down, here's what I want you to ask yourself. Who do I need to be to achieve each one of these? As a person, as a professional, where do I need to improve? What's my plan for improving me? Now, let me give you an example, okay? So let's say, for example, you're having problems personally recruiting. Some people are having problems personally recruiting. Great, got it. So what are you going to do? What are you going to analyze? Well, look at who's a good recruiter. Study them. Learn from them. Who are they being? Copy them. If you can't get customers, good. Who's good at getting customers? Copy them. Study them. I cannot build a team. Okay, that's a leadership issue. If you can't build a team and no one follows you, that is a total leadership issue. So let me ask you a question. What books are you reading on leadership? Are you studying the ACN top leaders? And by the way, when I say studying leaders in ACN, I'm not talking studying, no offense to team coordinator or regional director or even a regional vice president. Who you study are the top circle of champions members, the top of the top. Now, why do I say study the top circle of champions member? Because that's ultimately where you want to be, and that's where you have to study. Okay? How do they look? What are they dressed? How do they speak? Who are they being? Read books on leadership. Interview the top leaders. I'm big on this. Interview the top leaders and ask them, what makes you a great leader? Why do people follow you? Ask them questions like that. Learn from them. Understand. They'll be happy to help you. You know, I'll give you an example. When I first started, when I was a team coordinator, I was struggling. One of the things I realized, I was an ineffective doing my PBRs, very ineffective. And so I started studying people that did effective PBRs. And one of the people I studied was Simon, who did effective presentations. And I memorized his presentation. So what happened was when I was in my car going to meetings or going to work or doing whatever I was doing, I was listening to his presentation. I was memorizing it and repeating it. And then while I was doing that, I was listening to an audio, Think and Grow Rich, at the same time. And I'll never forget that. I was like so intense on that listening to Think and Grow Rich while listening to Simon Aboud's presentation, because I love this presentation. And so those two things, and then studying other people and what had them do effective PBRs, I became very effective at PBRs. So that's why looking at 2018 is critical, because you got to learn to see, hey, where have I not been effective? Where have I been struggling? You can't bury your head in the sand like an ostrich and say, well, I'm going to go now forward in 2019. No. You got to look. You got to study. Where are you not good? Where do you need to improve? That's a very important part of success, is improving where you're weak. And that comes from studying top producers. Look, the great thing about ACN is we have so many incredible leaders to learn from. So many. We're blessed. It's a company of riches. So for you, there's no excuse not to learn from somebody. There's no excuse at all. Yeah, I'll give you guys another example. You know, I really wanted to be a Circle of Champions member, and I was talking to Larry Raskin about being a Circle of Champions, what it took. And so he said, one thing he actually said to me, he goes, okay, Frankel, have you ever studied the top producers and their work ethic and how much they work and how many people they present to? I go, no, I have no idea. I go, well, you should do that. So I called a lot of the top producers. I said, okay, how many people do you present to every day? How many people do you show the business to every single day? And I got the numbers, and I was in shock. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's like 100 times more than what I do in a month. That's crazy. And they said, well, that's what you got to do if you want to be where we're at. And so what I started doing was learning how to present to that many people each day. And I started doing something else. I started reading books on increasing my work ethic. Because what I realized in ACN, my work ethic and my desire weren't matching the goal that I wanted. Because I realized where I was failing. So I started looking more at that. So because you have to always look at where you're weak. And so I realized my work ethic, I'm sorry, is weak. And in ACN, it may be strong in other places, but on ACN, it's not. So I got out my desire big time. So I started listening to audios on desire and reading books on desire and purpose. And I started looking at what can ACN provide me in my life and to create that. And then reading books on work ethic and what it takes and sacrifice. And all of a sudden, this switch got turned on me that I went crazy the hours I was putting into ACN. And my numbers dramatically increased. Like, I mean dramatically. And now here's the key. The whole time while you're doing this, you can't make yourself wrong or beat yourself up while you're looking at how to improve, because that's also a pitfall of people. The whole time, just be grateful. Be grateful for the opportunity to learn. So the whole time, because you want to create, remember, the space of abundance. So see how these things all work together. So you have to still create the space of abundance, not beat yourself up. I didn't beat myself up that I wasn't an effective presenter or that, you know, my numbers weren't where they need to be. It's just a learning. It was a learning. It was something that was in my blind spot that I didn't realize that I had to face for myself to see. And sometimes I don't have the answer. We don't have the answer. So sometimes we have to go outside of ourselves to find the answer. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's very powerful. And that's what it takes. Okay. Now I'm going to give you guys things to help you, really ensure your results. So I'm sure a lot of you want to really increase the odds to ensure your results. So I'm going to give you a couple of things to help you do that. Number one, okay, and this works like crazy. I highly recommend this, okay? And I did this, and I still do this. I want you to, and I learned this, by the way, from Greg Provenzano. Greg Provenzano taught me this when I was a team coordinator. And what he said was write down what will happen if you don't stay committed and accomplish your goals. So he said it's important not only to know, like, what you want to achieve, why you want to achieve, but also the pain associated if you don't accomplish it. So realize, for example, how you'll be living out the remaining years of your life, reflecting on what it could have been if you don't go to the top of ACN or if you didn't achieve the goal of ACN. Write all that down. Because the fear of failure is many times, for a lot of us, more powerful emotion than the desire for progress. It really is. That's what we call that in ACN, fear of loss. Okay? So what I recommend you do is write down one page of consequences if by 2019 you have not achieved your goal. Now, for some people, they hate this. They won't do it. They're confronted by it. Oh, my gosh, I can't write this down. No way. I don't want to even look at this. No, it's important. Because this will motivate you like nothing else. Like, for example, what will happen to your health or wealth or your relationships or how your kids see you or the impact on your life, on your longevity, everything, whatever this is going to impact that you don't achieve your goal, write it down. And be totally, brutally honest. Like, for some people, I remember Miss Wendy Saunders, she was sharing with me the thing that really got her to get RVP done, and she was struggling for a long time to get it done. And then within 60 days, she got it done. Now, what happened? All of a sudden, she went from RD to RVP, and like in 60 days, what happened? It goes, well, I got clear that if I didn't, how my family looks at me, the impact on my life if I don't, And I couldn't bear it. I just couldn't bear it. Got it done. And the same thing will happen to you if you write that down. It can be very motivating, inspiring. But at the same time, while you're doing that, it's also important to acknowledge and celebrate small achievements along the way. So while you're reaching your big goals, right? So, like, have little goals, like little things you treat yourself to. I find those cool and fun. So I set all kinds of awards along the way, quarterly, weekly, monthly, daily, just sometimes throughout the day. If I get this done by today, I'll do this. So now for me, my weakness is shopping. So I have a ridiculous amount of clothes. I have a ridiculous amount, you know, it's honestly ridiculous, my wardrobe. I don't know. I've lost track how many suits I have, how many dress shirts. I must have, God, maybe 150 custom dress shirts. Like, that's, like, no human being should have 150 custom dress shirts. But, you know, they're my little treats. My little treats for when I accomplish something, I buy myself something. It's just what I do. You go to the spa, go to a massage, whatever it is for you, set little things that when you achieve a goal that will, you know, inspire you, get you excited, whatever it is. For some people, it's like, you know, it's maybe watch a TV show or I don't know what it is. I'm making it up. So whatever you love to do, but only after you achieve the goal and it's aligned with your overall goal, then that comes into effect. Otherwise, you don't. There's no reward, right? The reward only comes in by getting it done. And throughout the year of 2019, this is critical, okay? I have tons of these. Without this, I'm not sure it's possible to achieve their goal. I really don't. In fact, I'm not sure. I know too many people that have done this without this. And that's have a work partner, a workout partner for your business. Now, that doesn't mean it's your upline. It doesn't mean it's your downline. For sure, it should never be your downline. 100%. It could be your upline if that upline can do the following, okay? This is one of the most valuable things you can do to ensure your success, which is to have accountability. You know, people will often do much more when someone else is watching them than when no one is. And because that's just how people are. And I'm the same, by the way. You know, I have an accountability partner for many things. Without them, I would never achieve the goals that I do. Never, not in a million years. So you got to share your goals and your plan with someone that will hold you to account to them. So what does that mean? It means schedule regular reviews with regular time intervals, which is like weekly and monthly, okay, to show your progress along the way. You don't need to talk every day. That's not necessary. But, you know, what are your weekly results? What are your monthly results? What are your quarterly results? What are your semi-annually results? Just along the way to check everything to see how you're doing. And ask them to not let you off the hook, no matter what excuse you give later for not wanting to do the review. Okay, you got to do the review. The review is important. And why is the review important? Because it has you deal with reality of what happened, where you were. It's almost like doing a mini goal setting, like you did, like you're going to do this week, many times during the year. And if you can do that many times with accountability partner, you're almost literally ensuring your success. And as I said, like I've got coaches for accountability. Like I have two actually coaches that go over my plan for 2019. That review everything that I'm doing, making sure it's all on track, because I know I'm going to cheat on myself. I know I do. It's normal. It's not like something unusual. I'm a human like everybody else. I'm going to do the exact same thing. So I know that if I'm going to do that, why put myself in an environment of failure? I want to win. So if I want to win, then I got to put myself in an environment of success. Well, how am I going to put myself in an environment of success? To have a great accountability coach and partner that won't let me get away with my normal baloney, right? It's powerful. You know, a lot of times we hang out with people that let us get away with stuff, that belittle us, our big things that we want to do. There's a great quote by Mark Twain that I love. He says this, keep away from people who try to belittle your ambitions. Small people always do that, but the really great ones make you feel that you too can become great and achieve whatever you want. Love that, okay? Now, here's a practice that you can put in into your – and we're almost done. So thank you for bearing with me, guys, tonight. But there's a couple more important things to do, and we're almost done for tonight. So congratulations for sitting through all this on a late night on Sunday in December. before we start 2019. So here's a great practice to put in that will help you attract your results much faster and dramatically faster than I've realized and that I've learned. And that is the power of visualization. But how do you visualize, right? We've all heard the term, I think, visualize, visualize, visualize. How do you visualize? Well, I've learned it's important to do it morning and evening in vivid detail. Imagine it. So, for example, when you first start setting your goal and you set your goal, okay, I want to make this much money in 2019. Great. Here's what I want you to think about and what I want you to write down. I want you to think about and write down why do you want that goal? Why? And then I want you to write down what will that goal give you? What will your life look like having achieved that goal by the end of 2019? And I want you to, like, literally in vivid detail, vivid. Like, crystal, like, everything. Like, where are you living? Who are you living with? What does your life look like? What car are you driving? What neighborhood are you living in? What does your team look like? You might not know the faces or the names, but what does the organization look like? I want you to, like, how are you feeling? What's the feeling that you're feeling in the moment that you've achieved this now? What is that like for you in your life? These things are critical. And I'll tell you why that's critical and why that visualization every day is critical. We are creative beings. We're the only species on earth that can do this. And so remember, we're a creative being. What does that mean? We create through visualizing our goal. See, when you achieve your goal, it shouldn't be a big deal because you should have seen it so many times in your mind. You should have lived it so many times in your mind that when you actually hit it, it's like normal. Like when I hit SVP, I hate to say this, it wasn't a big deal because in my head, I was living it every single day for 4 years. I was visualizing, seeing it, and it was exactly what I imagined. Exactly. In fact, my goal was funny. My goal was to hit SVP when I started in 5 years, did it in four, and after the first 2 years, it was not predictable I would ever hit it, because I was a horrible producing team coordinator. But why it did it in 18 months after that is because I applied all these things consistently. And when you do, you just don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know when the universe will give you everything that you want to have instantly. That's what's amazing. But it starts with you visualizing every day, every morning, your goal, what you want, who's there, how are you feeling. So important. Because visualization helps you see who you have to be and how you need to operate to accomplish your goals. It's important that that happens. So your imagination is your preview to life's coming attractions. That was said by Albert Einstein. I love what he said. Your imagination is your preview to life's coming attractions. So imagine what is happening. Like imagine you're playing a movie over and over in your head, but it's a movie of your goal at the end of the year. That's the goal you're watching. Because visualization leads to knowing the experience of being whatever you want at the end of the year, of being a regional vice president, of being a senior vice president. Every day, you play that role. You be that person that is in that movie. It's the act as if principle, right? It's important. Imagine it's already happened. You're already an SVP. You're already an RVP Platinum, whatever you want to hit. And then you're acting and behaving that way. So when you're talking to people, you're already being that character of that movie. You already are. This is your movie. You created it. Now go play the part. And as you play the part every day, it starts to become real. But you got to trust that this works. You get even in the face of doesn't look like it's working for a few weeks or for a few months, you have to trust that the universe. This is how you get what you want. This is what it takes. This is how you create it. This is what happens. This is the process that it takes. This is what it takes. Now, if you pay attention to that and you consistently play that role, then what's going to happen are magical things, magical. You're going to start seeing results happening quicker than you thought. You're going to start seeing things faster than you thought. See, I was playing the part of SVP for a long time before it ever happened. Now, look, your plans are never going to work out the way you said, right? Goal setting is never a, it's not a science. It's a science and an art. It's mostly an art with some science to it. It's always being refined. It's always being redone and reworked. That's normal. Why? Because circumstances are always changing. That's also normal. Okay? So you need to understand that the circumstances that happen in your business as you go through 2019, your subconscious mind will want to make you a victim, to blame the circumstances, to not want you to be responsible. But remember, you are the author of your life. There's no one else, and there never has been. And whenever something happens that I wasn't expecting, here's what I always say, and I want you to all write this down, okay? So when something happens that I wasn't expecting, it's like, wow, where did that come from? Wow, I thought this person was going to sign up. Wow, I didn't know that person was going to quit. Wow, I didn't know that person, this was going to happen to them. Wow, I didn't know that person was going to cancel a PBR. Here's what I say to myself. I don't make it wrong or resist it. I say, okay, that was supposed to happen. I think of it from the future, looking into the past. So I imagine I'm at my goal. I'm a senior vice president or whatever your goal is. I said, okay, on my journey to my goal, that was supposed to happen. Normal. Now, who was I being in that moment that I easily overcame that obstacle? What did I do? Who was I being? So you're looking at it from the future, looking back. Now, why do you do it that way? In the moment when something does not go according to plan, we tend to freeze up. We tend to panic. We tend to not think clearly. We get anxiety. We don't think clearly. But if you think from the future when something's, you're always thinking from the future and you're living in the future, looking back at your life as you're moving forward in your life, anything that's possible, nothing stops you. And you simply say to yourself, okay, that was supposed to happen. Otherwise it wouldn't have happened. So obviously it was supposed to happen. Who was I being in that moment? And how did I overcome that so I can easily dismiss it and move on towards my goal? So always thinking from the future, leaning back. When I learned that, I had a mentor who taught me that many years ago. It saved me stress because there's no stress. When you're thinking from the future, thinking back, there's no stress. In the moment, when something happens and you're thinking in the present, oh, man, let me tell you, there's lots of stress. That person, I can't believe that person did that. Why would they do that? I don't understand. Lots of stress. But from the future looking back, no stress. It's powerful. I love it. So it taught me a great way of, he always said to me, Franco, in life, stress is optional. I go, I get it. Totally. If you're living from the future, looking back, there never is any stress. They're just, okay, how did I overcome that? What was the solution? What did we do? Very, very powerful. Okay? So, and the reason is very simple. Look, it's your movie. It's what you created. It's the experience that you want to have. So this is everything I covered tonight is absolutely critical, and it's a lot that I covered, okay? This is all an act of creation. You're using your imagination. You're making all these little steps. Everything I gave you is like a recipe for your success. So now it's up to you. So are you ready for an incredible 2019? You have the system in ACN. They have a great wealth system for you to do whatever you want. You have the tools. And now you know how to create and make your goals a reality in 2019. So here's what I recommend. Go for it with everything you have. You know, Brendan Francis once said, if you greatly desire something, then have the guts to stake everything on obtaining it. So let me say that again. If you greatly desire something, then have the guts to stake everything on obtaining it. So it's up to you now. Grab your future. Create your life. Have a blast. Don't care what anybody thinks. Never apologize for your incredible success. God bless all of you. Have a great 2019, because I know it's going to be incredible, and I can't wait to see how you implement your plan for 2019 and achieve the results of your dreams. God bless everybody. Have a great 2019.